This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am a frustrated individual. I could spend the next 3 hours on just four or five news stories that I have here in front of me. Instead, I reviewed the articles I never got to in the last 4 days. I sat here and went through the stacks this week, and there were over 200 news articles that I read and printed that I never covered on air. There were several hundred that we did cover on air. Take this article from yesterday out of the San Francisco Chronicle, where it says at the Bohemian Grove, Arnold Schwarzenegger was chosen as the heir apparent in the runoff race, the recall race that's coming up against Governor Gun Grab, Open Borders, New World Order shill Davis. And it talks about the Bohemian Grove and the Republican leaders, national and state, there in secret, and that they have told the press that they want Arnold Schwarzenegger to run, and that if he runs, that he's got their blessing. If not, there's a, quote, another liberal Republican that they want to run. Liberal Republican. This is where the Bushes go. And the story is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And we'll also be posting it later today on our backup site or mirror site, Infowars.net. It's on a separate server. So I'm going to cover this article when we get back. We're on the edge of war with North Korea. North Korea says if there's not a deal, they're going to go ahead and nuke us on September 9th. Rumsfeld's got battle plans to launch an attack in October that he leaked to push North Korea into an escalation, which has now happened. If you believe these photos of the Saddam sons are real, I got a bridge I want to sell you. They reek of being fake. Remember, they claim they've killed him 3 separate times, and they killed Chemical Ali, and he's still alive, and I thought they'd found the body, and just mindless psychological victories in this sports fan society, while the country is being destroyed, and there's more news about how your televisions are now watching you, and your web TVs listening to you, and your digital cable boxes are listening to you, and yeah, OnStar's listening to you just to make sure you're safe. It's got a microphone in your car, and all these countries are signing deals and plant their populations with tracker chips under the skin, and it's la-la land, folks. It's total and complete la-la land, and the average yuppie or middle-class individual, it doesn't even think about such things. They're busy drinking bottled water and watching Tour de France, sucking their thumbs, and they're going to pay for it. They're going to pay dearly, as their society, their future, their children's future is incinerated. So I'm going to get into all this when we get back in the next segment. There is just so much of it, and I'm later in the show, I want to try to go over some of the news articles I never got to or that I never went into enough detail on. And yes, Michael Savage, the beatnik, super ultra-liberal, so ultra-liberal he is able to clone conservatives into liberal neocon minions. He's announced he'll be exploring an exploration of governor as independent. That will pull real conservative votes away and ensure that Davis stays in office. Again, as the key operative, he is He is there as the shill. As plain as day, it's a political fact, folks. Do the math. We'll be right back.
Are you losing your hair like me? Then you gotta listen to me about a great new product called New Hair. It's all natural, clinically tested to stop hair loss, and New Hair is guaranteed to work. All natural New Hair comes in a convenient tablet form with formulas targeted specifically for men and women. Take two tablets every day, and New Hair goes to work on your entire scalp. Plus, order now and New Hair costs under $40 a month. So if you are frustrated with your hair loss problem, try clinically tested New Hair. It's all natural, convenient to use, and New Hair comes with up to a 6-month guarantee. So call now, 800-481-9858. Remember, New Hair is guaranteed for up to 6 months to improve your hair loss problem for men and women. Call right now and order. 800-481-9858. 800-481-9858. That's 800-481-9858.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident: radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps Potassium Iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps Potassium Iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. We're just starting the broadcast for those fine stations that carry the news in the first 5 minutes segment, but we're now 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the first hour. We'll be here for another hour and 51 minutes, 15 seconds. The toll-free number to join us on this open line Friday is 1-800-259-9231. I cannot stress enough the critical juncture we have all reached in history. We have America's liberties and freedoms being put into a wood chipper. We see the size of government growing at record rates. We have a $43 trillion deficit, according to the Dallas Morning News and top economist. We have a neoconservative movement viciously attacking our Second Amendment rights, savaging our borders, savaging our troops, signing on to huge UN treaties while putting out the rhetoric that they're against the UN and fooling shallow-minded conservatives. We're in the midst of a massive sneak attack, ladies and gentlemen. Again, if this was a military base, we're on fire. The buildings are shattered wrecks. Strewn bodies are everywhere. A few of us are stumbling around with shrapnel holes and blood streaming. And our compadres who should be awakened and should be aware of what's happening are walking around with bloody faces saying, "I love George Bush," as capital ships of the neocon army set off at a distance, blasting what's left of America. And again, as America is blown to bits, figuratively and literally, the neocons dance around saying, "Oh, it's manna from heaven. Thank you so much." Mushroom clouds are enveloping everything that our veterans have fought and died for. What the flag symbolizes is being trashed and flushed down the toilet, and the enemy's uniform is the American flag as they run around butchering the country. Their uniforms are the American flag. It's an enemy sneak attack. Wolves in sheep's clothing, Trojan horse, camouflage, mayday, the enemy's in our uniforms. Watch out, we're under attack. There's another one. Get down. It's happening right now. And they know what they're doing. They're highly paid to do it. And they've got you, and they got you good, folks. They got us all in a death grip, and they know we're waking up. They know that we're angry. They know we're waking up to their neocon activities. That's why you can have an Ann Coulter or a William Bennett or a Dick Morris or one of their useful idiots out there pushing all of this, and they love being on stage with a mindless liberal they can slap around, because that's just the other tread on the machine that they're a part of. And they're the other tread, the right tread. Now, they're the other rail. So it's just a stage sparring, laid out paradigm. But these neocons, when you call them liberals or big government New World Order pimps, they react like Superman does to kryptonite or vampires do to garlic and crosses and stakes. They panic. They get hysterical. They run for cover. Because they know that we're onto them. So the reason I went into this diatribe is because, as Ron Paul said 2 weeks ago, it is the most destructive element in American society now is the neocon. The most deadly, the most wicked, the most intelligent, the most sneaky, the most crafty and weasel-like. They say that entering into evil is what it's all about. They say that Trotsky and Machiavelli are the people they support. They believe in dictatorship. They believe in lying to you. Congressman Ron Paul, for 45 minutes, gave a speech reading out of their own publications, PNAC documents, their own documents, their own books, where they say, "We are Trotskyites. We are going to destroy you. Ha! Ha! Ha!" And one of the Trotskyite attack leaders, Michael Savage, hit us hard yesterday. There are several real conservatives that are planning to run. One of them is a state rep. They are for closing the borders, deporting the illegals, cutting the taxes, doing the things that need to be done in California, a modern globalist state. So neocon Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bohemian Grove member, stuck his snout into it, along with this former mayor. And that was in the San Francisco Chronicle yesterday. And it said that Schwarzenegger has been selected by the Republican leadership of the country at the Bohemian Grove. After he got back from his Europe tour, he now dropped by a few days ago there at the Grove for the ceremonies he's enjoyed for 20 years. It is a German cult. I mean, why not? That's what Skull and Bones was founded out of. And German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt said in his book, Men and Powers, that they have their own Grove in Germany, but he likes the West Coast one better. I have that in my Bohemian Grove film. But Schwarzenegger and others were there, and they told Arnold, says it here in the paper, they told him, "If you will run, you've got our full backing, but you need to decide now." So that's in the San Francisco Chronicle if you want to read about it. They like to brag that the Grove calls the shots. Helmut Schmidt said in his own book, Men in Powers, you know, the German chancellor, before Helmut Kohl wrote an autobiography, Men in Powers, a political retrospective. And he said, I am with the CFR, I'm with the Trilateral Commission, I'm with the Bilderberg Group, but we like to meet at the Grove and after the ceremonies really set policy. I don't know, he's a German chancellor, and he says he likes the Druidic rituals. He says we do similar ones at our own Grove in Germany, but I really enjoy the California Grove. And well, Arnie dropped by, and he's been told he's got full backing by the cabal. And the San Francisco Chronicle hails Arnold and hails the other Republican candidate because it says they are, quote, liberal. Arnold is anti-gun, pro-abortion. He is an animal rights activist. He is a sinister creature, just like his daddy, Gestapo frontline captain, the equivalent of a colonel. Their captains were the equivalent of colonels in Army ranking. But he's a good boy. He's over here now. And I don't know if Arnold will run, but the point is, they say here they're much better and that they got a chance to win, and it's just fine with the liberal establishment if they do. Of course, a great Trojan horse to kind of mollify the counter-revolution that was springing up in Southern California, Northern California. Now, here's the problem. I actually tuned in to hear Lord Savage, Mr. Put anyone that disagrees with the government in a forced labor camp, take their assets. Disagreeing with the government is treason. And again, there was a big San Jose Mercury News story with him with the big Karl Marx beard in the beatnik outfit. I mean, you talk about trash of the earth, folks. The guy wrote books about how wonderful the Sovietization of America would be. He loved Allen Ginsberg, who I don't need to comment about. I mean, just sick as it gets. Oh, who wrote poems about how wonderful Moloch is. I forgot to add that part. And he says everything you want to hear. He says the right things on a bunch of issues, but then always slides the poison in. Patriot Act's good, blah, blah, blah. Bush is okay. He said he's thinking about running for governor as an independent. Now, if he was going to run as a Republican and really carry out those policies, I'd say, okay, let's see if he does it once he gets elected, and I predict he wouldn't, that he would stall the whole agenda. Because the guy's an operative, folks, very sophisticated. And, you know, he's your double master's degree beatnik. Yeah, they figured out how to take over. That's what Ron Paul said. They're Trotskyites, and here's another one of them, a Trotskyite. I mean, it's just par for the course. You're not a Nazi son, you're a Trotskyite, you know. It's like the last chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, before the latest one, John Shalikashvili. I mean, his dad admittedly ran most of the Polish death camps. And when the Senate brought it up to him, he said, I resent that question, Mr. Chairman. But it's admitted his dad was the top Nazi sympathizer in Poland. But, so it's par for the course for these people. And what will Savage do? He will suck all the real conservative votes away and ensure that the other two real Republican candidates that have good, I said good, not perfect, good voting records, moderately conservative compared to ultra-socialistic Arnold Schwarzenegger and others. And he will suck those away in the race that's coming up. If he does it, he will suck those away into the independent camp, and then the liberal Republican will get it. And then you'll have that race between Davis and Schwarzenegger or whoever else they run. And that's the facts, folks. That's the real, hardcore political facts. Just like it turned out, Ross Perot was having meetings with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. He shows up. It looked like Bush was going to win. They wanted to have this staged event. They wanted to have the liberal agenda in there on the surface so that later they could have the savior Republican neocon revolution. Was all scripted out to pull your votes away. Of course, Mr. Doesn't Like Big Government made his first big contract, Ross Perot, with EDS, with Nelson Rockefeller in New York, administering Social Security and state welfare and a bunch of other CIA contracts. He was going to get the contract for the national health care system. And so as soon as he started winning in the polls, he acted all crazy and said, I'm quitting, and did all this, and then jumped back in when it looked like Bush might win. It's all stage, people. And so you see the key little neocon jumping in to make sure a real Republican doesn't win the race to become the new governor with a successful recall of Governor Gun Grab Open Border Davis. We'll be right back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, Jack Rounder with Midas Resources, the real money folks. Remember that ad from October of 2000? The NASDAQ was down 22% for the year? Well, it's since gone down another 40%. Folks, where will it bottom out? Unfortunately for many of us, the paper markets have already wiped out life savings with no hope of recovery. Don't let this happen to you. Call Midas Resources today at 800-686-2237. Gold spot at that time was trading at about $275. It is now up dramatically and looking very bullish. We recommended at that time to put a significant portion of your assets into the gold and silver collector coins. That advice still stands. Call Midas today, 800-686-2237. Collector coins are liquid, private, and portable. Downside risk is minimal in comparison to paper equities. The time to move to hard assets is now, before the momentum buyers further escalate the prices. Protect your financial holdings. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff. And it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim & Vigor's collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Frankly, folks, the debate over who the captain of the sinking ship, the SS California, doesn't amount to a hill of beans compared to impending war with North Korea, Syria, Iran. Our troops getting killed left and right in Iraq, as the bankers could care less. The attack on the liberties and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But it's a great case point example But you've got several real Republican candidates that have voted pro-sovereignty, pro-border, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-homeschooling, pro-lower taxes. And the San Francisco Chronicle admits that Schwarzenegger and a couple others have, quote, been selected by the Bohemian Grove. This is the San Francisco Chronicle yesterday. Have been selected to ensure a right-winger isn't elected, and that either Schwarzenegger or this other character are going to run because they, quote, have liberal records. And then on top of it, to ensure that happens in the recall vote for Davis that's now coming up, the recall election, if Davis is unable to derail it in the courts, which he normally does, other issues, they got Savage in there, Mr. Weiner, Mr. Michael Weiner, the beatnik guru. I mean, we're talking top level, folks. The people that helped bring down the younger generation, that helped start the 60s breakdown. I mean, these are the technicians. They're back again. The daddy-o is back, and he's going to be the independent, ensuring that the real hardcore conservatives that are fooled by Mr. Weiner and all his fake names and the rest of it will not vote for the real Republicans, and so you're going to end up with Davis or Schwarzenegger or one of these other liberals. And it's in your face. It's as clear as the nose on my face. A five-year-old with basic Machiavellian political understanding doesn't even take that. A four-year-old could figure this out. But you know what? They're going to love it. They're going to love it, and Davis is going to stay in office. I mean, we may end up getting a clown like Schwarzenegger or somebody else. It doesn't matter. It's replacing one latrine with another latrine. And I am sick of it. But the mindless husk brains out there are going to buy into this big time. The ultra-neo-super-socialist that thinks it's a conservative. Pathetic mass, I tell you. And let me just read this, and I'm going to move on to North Korea and the war and surveillance and Big Brother and all the real news here today, and then we'll take your calls. It's the second item in this story. You know how they'll have, like, roundup stories in a newspaper where they do all the legal and state news? The headline is, Helena planned for giving alleged victim a break. Some say DA tried to help credibility of his star witness. Okay, so it's some other case. And then the second half of the article begins with, behind the count. This is a San Francisco Chronicle on our websites right now. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. All eyes will be on the California Secretary of State's office today and for the big recall count, but the real plays are going well behind the scenes. And that count did come out yesterday, and it was 1,300,000 of the signatures are valid, about double what they needed to start the recall of Mr. Turkey and then the runoff election. The biggest question, of course, is whether Arnold Schwarzenegger, who just got back from a European promo tour, will make this the biggest story of the year by jumping into the fray. And now the clock is ticking. The time for playing cute is rapidly coming to an end. Everything is set up to go if he says yes, but it's do or get off the pot time, admitted one source close to the Terminator. My expectation is that he's talking it over with his wife right now, the ultra-liberal. One of the keys in all this will be the final round of words between Schwarzenegger and former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Riordan, who is being urged to run by more liberal Republicans. The bottom line, our source told us, is if Arnold goes, Dick won't. If Arnold does it, then it's highly likely Dick will. It's between the two of them to hash it out. From what we hear, the Republican hierarchy, especially those close to former Governor Pete Wilson, would favor Schwarzenegger. At least that's the word that came out of the Bohemian Grove this past weekend, where a number of state and national GOPers, including presidential advisor Karl Rove, happened to have gathered at a club getaway. Yes, we have video of the getaway. Oh, have you seen Eyes Wide Shut, boys and girls? That's the getaway. None of this would be good news for Governor Gray Davis, who hopes his opponents will be limited to conservatives like Bill Simon or San Diego area Representative Daryl Issa. There's no question fired him. Would be the biggest problem of all, said one Davis operative. He's the most liberal. He has a strong name ID. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they are inhaled.
That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Your calls are coming up, folks. The toll-free number to join us on this live Friday worldwide edition is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. So, what do you think about the recall coming in yesterday, the 1,300,000 signatures? They threw out about 400,000 of them, but they still came down to about 1,300,000 signatures to start the recall of Davis and a new election where Davis is going to have to run against all these people. And then you see the Judas Iscariot, the backstabber, the trusted one, right at the key point, engage in the deception and say, I'm going to be an independent. And no one's going to think, oh, what will Mr. Weiner, you know him as Mr. Savage, what will the oil-dipped beatnik sucking all real conservatives to his banner do? It'll ensure that Governor Davis holds on to the election. I mean, that's just 101, folks. And at the bare minimum, you're going to end up with an Arnie or this other liberal Republican winning. All right, I'm done talking about it, but if you want to comment about it, because it's such a great example of the manipulation of politics in this country and what's wrong with it today, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Also, I'm getting, I mean, it must be 100 emails a day, faxes, calls about Colby Bryant. I'm not going to discuss it on my show. I think from the evidence and with my instincts that the guy's innocent, okay? I'm not defending the trash that's in the NBA or the NFL or any of these big sports. They're a bunch of gang members on power trips. They're not role models. And if you want to watch a game and eat a pizza, that's fine, but don't worship it and know all the details and, you know, make it your life. That's sick. That's a disease. That's a mental illness, folks, that they had in Rome at the arena. It's a real sign of a society in deep decline. That you don't know your Bill of Rights, but you know all about baseball and football and soccer and the rest of it. My point is, you don't know about your kids' grades, but you know all about Colby Bryant. And I have read the articles. Yes, I haven't talked about them. I've been looking at it for a while, and I'm rarely wrong in my instincts and the evidence and just looking at this creature that made this claim and this guy's track record. I don't think the guy did it. I mean, she's been suicidal. It's been in the news that she's had mental problems. She's at parties bragging about Mr. Bryant's manhood. This is not the way women who've been raped behave, and this is really sick, and it's, again, though, we don't know, and the reason I will not discuss it, and I will not discuss it, I'm just mentioning this because everybody keeps demanding I talk about it. Do you want my opinion on it? Folks, I just read an article yesterday out of the Boston Globe and the AP where they say 1,000 little boys were brutally molested by packs, in many cases, of a pedophile priest. Now, that's a lot bigger than Colby Bryant. And it's much more serious. And DynCorp and the UN getting caught kidnapping 200,000 women and children, that dwarfs the Catholic priest. So it's diversions within diversions within diversions. So this is the reality. And I am not going to sit here and discuss it. You want to talk about DynCorp and its kidnapping operation? You want to talk about DynCorp taking over the U.S. Army with hundreds of billions of dollars of funding for merc operations for mercenary armies? You want to talk about the television set that watches what you watch and the cable boxes that admittedly have microphones in them or the OnStar that can listen to you as you drive around and how they plan to satellite track and tax you to have a car within 2 years, federal announcement? You want to talk about foreign troops massing or mainstream news about concentration camps that I've posted again on InfoWars.com? You want to talk about big, giant stories, we'll discuss them. Now, that doesn't mean you're censored. You can call in and talk about Kobe Bryant or Michael Savage or Arnold Schwarzenegger if you want to, and I've just addressed it all. The only reason I talked about the gubernatorial recall and the political jockeying and jousting and positioning that's going on in California is because it's an illustration of how politics really operate in this corrupt, decadent phase in this decline of our civilization. That's why I spent time on it. The only reason I'll talk about these Saddam sons photos is because they're obviously fakes. I predicted they'd be dark and blurry and bloody. And it's in the news that they were flown out to Belarus by the U.S. government, and that there's evidence showing that. There's not evidence showing you can believe any of this. They claim they killed them three separate times. And maybe you want to believe it, but these are the folks that knew those trucks were for pumping up balloons, and so they were bioweapons trucks. These are from people that make fake documents out of whole cloth, manufacture documents saying Niger sold uranium to Saddam. These are people that hold up 12-year-old dossiers and say, this is the latest intelligence on Saddam. He's going to attack us in 45 minutes. These are people that tell you that Dr. David Kelly committed suicide when the guy was saying he was going to expose the government and get his good name back and had just emailed and called friends. If you want to believe a government that flies planes into buildings, that's an absolute fact, by the way, and then perpetrates this illusion, you can't believe anything they say or do unless it's in a bill. And, of course, then you got to go read the bill yourself. Let me just scan over some of the news we're going to cover. I know we have loaded phones on this Friday, this live Friday edition. U.S. releases pictures of bodies. I'll get into that. I got to talk about this. This story is so big, I got to talk about it again. Poll shows many Germans see U.S. behind September 11th. A full 68% think they're being lied to and there's a cover-up. 30% believe the U.S. government did it. Again, I'm going to go back over those poll numbers a little bit later. There's a Washington Post article, and I've detailed this. They are trying to push North Korea into attacking us, just like the 10-part plan that the War Department had to get Japan to attack us, and that's now declassified. Pearl Harbor of 2003, and they say former Defense Secretary Perry says nukes, quote, will go off in U.S. cities. I mean, I haven't spent enough time on this because I've been covering it for so many years. They're pushing the psychopath. He looks like a burnout rock star, the 5-foot-tall Kim Jong-il, the hereditary dictator. When people's kids become the leader, when they start passing on power to their sons, you know you're in a really bad country. Oh, what do we have here? Does that mean you're for Al Gore? No, it doesn't. It just shows how rotten the whole enchilada is. You understand that? And it says, while the United States prepares for war across the Atlantic, a dangerous, hostile regime across the Pacific is sending nearly daily signals that it finds America's policies unacceptable and may well be willing to use force to challenge them. But most of America's attention and effort focused on the East. The window of opportunity is created in East Asia, where our forces are clearly not adequate to deal with the emerging threat. And I have the article, Prepare for War in Korea, Prime Minister told. And when Rumsfeld released three separate battle plans a few months ago that they, quote, plan to preemptively attack North Korea, it's official, folks. North Korea mobilized, Kim Jong-il went into hiding with his buckets of beluga caviar and kidnapped slaves. By the way, that's Time Magazine. He has women kidnapped for his harem. And then kills them for sport in front of his friends. But the point is, they just gave him nuclear reactors. That's how you deal with a psychopath. You give him nuclear bombs, folks. And by the way, that's AP. They're transferring him more weapons now to make him a good enemy. Clinton, under Rumsfeld control, you know, Clinton authorized the deal. Rumsfeld did the transfer. They all transferred him these weapons and systems and missile systems. Now they can hit us. Thank you very much. And the cop's going to pull you over to checkpoint and say, I got to search your car. And you say, why? And they go, thanks, Jane Depp, 911. But the border's wide open and they're handing out weapons like hotcakes to psychopathic 5-foot-tall little minions. And I just see Kim Jong-il. I just want to punch him in the nose. I'm sorry. Again, that's an Al-Qaeda statement. I understand he's been a tool of the globalists, and that's treasonous to talk against Kim Jong-il. I apologize. I'm sorry. I don't want to punch him in the nose. Time Magazine's wrong for reporting that he kidnaps women and kills them in front of people. Maybe that's what leaders are allowed to do. Maybe I was wrong and evil to say it. I mean, you know. But, so now they're pushing them into this. And it's not going to be like Iraq, folks. It's been bad enough. Where our government can go in and pay off the Iraqi leaders in gold bars, euros, and dollars before the war. Rumsfeld said it in press conferences, and then would doublespeak, said that he never said it after the war. I mean, I got him on video saying it, and then he says he never said it. We didn't pay anybody off. Oh, yeah, sure you didn't. How's old Saddam doing in Belarus? He was your operative way back to 1958. He wouldn't broker the deal, though, so the war went forward. And then when there was resistance into it, there was that two-day lull. The jets flew out of to Crete into Belarus. And then everybody, opposition crumbled, and then now you have this big staged event. And you claim that people are fighting back because Saddam's ordering them to. Give me a break. The Shiites were against Saddam. But they don't like being enslaved or being arrested for selling goods in the streets. By the way, that's admitted. The neocons get on the radio and say, oh, there's such freedom over there. Yeah, you can only have a job if you work for the government and one of its contractors like Halliburton, and you get $20 a month. Now, they were getting paid $400 a month under Saddam, but don't worry, you get $20 a month now. 21 million slaves now for the government. It's a great new system over there. Clouds of DU, our troops and their people are huffing, but you know that's how you support the troops. You let them huff DU and die. Again, I'm bad for saying the troops shouldn't be hit with this and shouldn't be put in harm's way of our own weapons and should be treated. Again, that's bad. I'm bad. I forgot. So they're getting us all ready for the North Korea situation. Says the United States is facing a deep and terrible crisis in Northeast Asia, and repeated statements by the Secretary of State and others, the contrary, are making it worse. The President has said he would consider using force against North Korea and has deployed bombers to the area, presumably to send a signal of strength and determination. The North Koreans read the newspapers as well as the President's speeches, and the signal they see is very different. On the 10th, of the 10 divisions in the active army, 8 are deployed or deployed to the Persian Gulf and Bosnia and Afghanistan. Of the 12 aircraft carrier battle groups, 5 are deployed to the Gulf region. 3 are undergoing maintenance, and the 4th has just emerged from a maintenance period, leaving only 3 available for immediate action. And, by the way, whenever they pull over a North Korean speedboat, everyone on board commits suicide about 98% of the time. When they send commandos over the border to try to commit assassinations in the south, they never capture them. They commit suicide. I mean, you're talking about a nation, a model New World Order nation of North Korea. This is real mind control, folks. It'll be a great new province of the New World Order proper. They got to kick out one of their sub-demons. And see, it's only a tool. And I think you're going to see a preemptive strike by North Korea, or the globalists are going to carry one out and say North Korea did it. There'll be a national draft instated. There'll be mass arrest. There will be U.S. cities will be vaporized. And then out of this, the government will become our leaders. Total worship of government will begin. Mass mobilization, youth in black uniforms, in youth organizations marching, giant flags everywhere. a pyramid, all-seeing eye, symbols on television. That's the Total Information Awareness Network symbol. It's going to be a running man society out of World War III, folks. And that's the plan, folks. That's what the CFR and PNAC and all of them said. They said an endless 100-year war would be perfect to mobilize us to be, quote, an imperial army for imperial mobilization for a new world order state, and that we would willingly relinquish our civil liberties and enter into evil. That's top neocon strategist Ron Paul reporting that just 2 weeks ago on the floor of the House. Their own official documents that we will, quote, be part of the journey into evil, that our journey... I mean, it sounds like the Emperor in Star Wars, that our journey to the dark side will be complete. Oh, man. I mean, you think about it. When they blow a city, folks, it's going to be just government worship. Oh, Governor, do anything. Just keep me safe. My pension fund's gone. Oh, thank you for putting $200 a month on my credit. On my little driver's license that just so happened to have this credit card function already embedded 8 years ago on it. Oh, it's okay. I lost my pension fund, and I've got to work in one of the work brigades digging ditches. And sure, the officers slap us around a little, but you know, they're just trying to keep us safe after what happened. After the enemy released smallpox, and then we learned that the militias and the ultra-right wingers had been working with Al-Qaeda and Saddam all along and have been working for Kim Jong-il. And I'm just so glad the president's moving hard and fast. And he nuked him. He nuked Syria. He nuked Iran. He nuked North Korea. And Putin's joined us in the fight. And our troops are tied down overseas, being overrun in some areas. I'm glad they brought in UN forces to help. It's been tough. I lost family in Cleveland when the bomb went off. Shut up! Arrest my neighbor! He's against the homeland! I want to wear a uniform. I want to join. I want an armband. Thanks for my submachine gun, Captain. What do I do for America?
You get out there and you report anybody that gives us a problem. By the way, I want to take over my neighbor's business. You want to help me? You want to be the manager of it?
Sure! Sure, the economy's bad now. I'll do anything for money.
Good. You've just joined the homeland. You're going to see it. You're going to see it unless we get the word out now. It's all over, folks. It's all over. You're going to see all that happen unless we get the word out that the globalists are orchestrating these events. All right, we'll come back and take calls, I promise. And there's a bunch of other news, but you know what? A lot of you aren't going to listen, but when it happens, you will, and therein is going to lie our victory. That's our ace in the hole, that as things get a lot worse, the tens of millions that have heard my message and other messages similar to the facts and the prime study that I've done of this, you're going to realize it. The new dark age is upon us. Enemy forces are engaging us at every level and preparing to launch a major attack. All others have just been probes.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gtitelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Of tyranny, of jackbooted thugism, of corruption, not just at the highest levels, but at the lowest levels as governments set up their own little corrupt sub-viceroy positions. It's happening. The tyranny pattern with a high-tech overlay is expanding exactly as we've seen it carry out its evil work in past history. That we know history. We've got to telegraph this warning to everyone now, because the globalists are well aware of the group psychology, and if they think that we're onto them, they will back off and slow their program back down. By the way, the 911 whitewash report is out. It's nothing new, but it admits that the FBI knew about the hijack plans, and the Bush administration ordered that they not stop them, and that's all just W199I stuff. But that's coming up in the next hour, just a bunch of other news. Before I go to Ed and Bill and Michael and Joan and Ron and others that are patiently holding, just briefly, I want to invite you, I want to encourage you to join me in the information war for this republic, and we found no tool like my videos to wake people up to unlock minds. You've heard the listeners' testimonies of this fact here on the show. 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, shows how the military-industrial complex carried out September 11th and how it was a primer for the events we now see unfolding today. Police State 3 Total Enslavement's my newest film. It's excellent. My book is Descent into Tyranny. And your purchase also supports this broadcast. So please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.net, link through to our secure online shopping cart, and order the videos or the book today. And there's big discounts when you order three or more of any of the titles. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The evil counts on you not taking action. Get the videos, make the copies, save America, 888-253-3139. Ed in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hello, Alex.
Yes.
I seen that Kim Jong, guy from North Korea on the international news a couple months ago at a state function, and they took a toast. Everybody took a little drink out of their goblet. He downed it. One shot. Boom. He's an alcoholic and everything.
Well, that's admitted. Time Magazine talked about how he rapes and kills women for entertainment. I mean, and Madeleine Albright went over there and toasted him and loved all the slaves doing their acrobats for him. And then they're giving him reactors, more reactors right now. Oh, this is real nice.
He's the perfect guy to start trouble because he's a nut, you know? They could blame everything on him.
Yeah, he's a hereditary dictator. But again, that's a good sign when the leader's son becomes the leader. It's always a sign of a free society.
And a couple months ago, I seen Jesse Ventura on Jay Leno's show talking about him and his buddy going to be running. He's going to be vice president, and his buddy's going to be president, talking about Arnie. And who better to lead us into this new world?
A mindless, professional, lying wrestler and the son of a Nazi who's for gun control and abortion.
Oh, I think we need a guy with a big barrel chest and a strong jaw and his fist, like kindergarten cop saying, you know, get in line. This is what we have to do, you know?
Oh, it's Big Brother was big guy. Yeah, he's big and strong.
He'll look good up there, pounding on the desk.
That's right. Maybe he can host the Running Man.
Now, I got this shirt from the Gipto Intervention Corporation.
You'll have to stay there. We'll be right back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter...